time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 65. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Albion City Council will meet tonight at 7 at the Edwards County Senior Citizen Center. After opening reports, the council will hear from Michael Headley regarding trash pickup as a visitor on business. It will then move to old business, with votes possible on a number of items. It's scheduled to vote on a new sidewalk ordinance, vacating the alley behind 229 North 6th, and the possible termination of a water well contract with Suez. It will also hear updates on the status of the sidewalk grant and Elm Street project grant. After department reports, the council will move to new business, again with votes possible. Scheduled items include a discussion on cemetery fence repairs, vacating an alleyway in Cedar Hills, animal control, and changes to the Illinois public risk policy. The council will then enter executive session to consider the employment of a police officer, and a vote on hiring and training an officer is possible upon its return to open session. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Only one Supreme Court candidate, Judge Judy Cates, protected our community by prosecuting rapists, murderers, and child abusers. Born here, she's Southern Illinois' own Judge Judy and a fierce protector of our gun rights. Judge Judy is running for Supreme Court to kick politics and corruption out of our courts. Judge Judy Cates is an independent, highly rated, no-nonsense judge. Judy Cates for Supreme Court. Tough and fair.
Paid for by Judge Judy Cates for Supreme Court.
It's a rockin' Rocktober month-long savings event at J. Wilderman Autoplex in Mount Carmel. Year-end clearance prices on every new 2024 Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram. Giant discounts up to $13,500 off Rams, $12,000 off F-150, and $8,000 off Renegades. Over 150 pre-owned vehicles bargain-priced for immediate delivery. Zero down delivered. And over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. We are saving you every dollar we can during this month-long super sale. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience.
In other news, several people were booked in the Wayne County Jail over the weekend. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Lance M. Joslin was arrested by Fairfield police Friday night on charges of aggravated assault, reckless conduct, and criminal damage to property. Police were called to the 200 block of Northwest 9th Street to investigate broken car windows. While attempting to locate a suspect elsewhere, police were called back to a report of a man shooting at a residence and chasing someone with a firearm. Upon arrival, officers located and detained Joslin. He is accused of shooting at the residence and a camper on the property, and officers located a BB gun and knife hidden on an adjacent property. He was taken to the jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. 43-year-old Fairfield resident Kevin A. Gill was arrested last night by county deputies on a charge of resisting or obstructing a peace officer. Deputies say they initiated a traffic stop at approximately 9:25 due to a non-functioning registration light. Deputies saw a set of digital scales inside and asked Gill what they were for, as scales may be indicative of drug distribution. After a discussion, deputies told Gill he would be detained. According to police reports, Gill said he wouldn't go to jail and started to walk away, after which deputies forced him to the ground and placed him in handcuffs. Fairfield police arrived on scene and transported Gill to the jail, where he was held, pending the posting of $170 bond. 43-year-old Beecher City resident Jamie A. Bailey was booked in the jail Friday morning on a Wayne County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of deceptive practice. He was released after posting $395 bond. 56-year-old Fairfield resident Sherry L. Horn was arrested by Fairfield police last night on a charge of retail theft. Police were called to Walmart, where Horn had been stopped by employees for failing to pay for roughly $207 worth of merchandise. She was released after posting $170 bond. Beginning next week, Fairfield Community High School will return to in-person learning on Wednesdays, according to a release from Superintendent Jill Fulkerson late last week. Wellness checks will continue each morning, and the school feels students learn best when physically at school. Students will attend all classes on Wednesdays, but they will dismiss at 1:30 to allow teachers to work with quarantined students. Mondays and Thursdays will remain red days, with periods 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. Tuesdays and Fridays will remain black days, with periods 2, 4, 5, 6, and 8. There will be no school for Columbus Day next week, and Wednesday, the first day of the in-person short schedule, will also be the day for seniors to take the SAT that had been scheduled for last spring. Anyone with questions may call FCHS at 842-2649. Wayne County Clerk Liz Ann Woodrow says, as of Friday, 612 ballots had been sent for mail-in voting, and 23 had been returned. 244 people had voted early. Several people have taken out petitions for the April 6th consolidated election, including Nate Carter and Jeremy Gray for the New Hope School Board, Kathy Stitch for the Wayne City Board, and Terry Hall and Leanne Samford for the North Wayne Board. Dennis Smith had taken out a petition for Four Mile Township Road Commissioner. The filing dates for the consolidated election are December 14th through the 21st. Today's winning Fall Fun Fest button numbers are 514, 100, 203, and 80. Winners will receive $25 in Chamber Bucks, sponsored by McDowell, Kenchelo, and Jessup, and people can take their buttons to McDowell, Kenchelo, and Jessup to claim their prize. While sales were off slightly, the Fairfield Paintout wrapped up over the weekend with a good feeling about the alterations to its traditional format. Melinda States says the annual event will likely return to having artists visit Fairfield and paint over the course of a week, but organizers liked the use of photographs and could make it a permanent feature.
When we asked for photos, we were a little concerned if it would work, but it turned out really great. I think our collection of paintings as a whole were as good or better than previous years. And so I think that was a good thing, a good move for us to do that. And our thoughts at this point are that, yes, that probably could be a good addition in future years for us to encourage the artists to do something in their studios before they come.
The winner of the People's Choice Award, sponsored by People's National Bank, was Slat Sided Barn by Thomas Bucks. Summer Sunset by Daniel Fishback and Bee Boxes by Marsha Willman won awards of excellence, sponsored by Fairfield Banking Company and Wabash Communications, respectively. The Best of Show winner, sponsored by FNB, was Wayne County, USA by Vicki Gifford. The judge this year was Dr. Patrick Molt. Jim Surratt won the New Artist Award, sponsored by JFM. States says 20 artists submitted 86 pieces in the event, and sales at the end of Saturday's show totaled $11,535. The Wayne County Health Department announced 7 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. 3 females in their 30s, a female in her 40s, female in her 50s, female in her 60s, and male in his 70s. The county had 318 total cases. 9 people were hospitalized, 54 were isolating at home, 248 had recovered, and 7 people with lab-confirmed cases had passed away. Wabash County added 2 cases over the weekend and sat at 175 total. It also reported on Saturday 1 additional person with a lab-confirmed positive case had passed away, bringing its total deaths to 5. White County reported 4 new cases yesterday and sat at 190 total. No new cases were reported in Edwards or Hamilton counties. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,453 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 17 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 301,541 cases and 8,791 deaths. The preliminary statewide positivity rate for September 27th through October 3rd was 3.5%. The southern region's rate was 5.7% on October 1st, down from 5.8% on September 30th. The rolling 3-day average for hospital availability was at 46% for medical surgical beds and 57% for ICU beds, well above the 20% thresholds. Wayne County was removed from the state's coronavirus warning level over the weekend, though Wabash and Richland counties were added to the list. The positivity rate for Wayne County from September 14th through October 1st was 6%. Edwards County's rate was 4.3% in the same time span. River McCune was named 2020 Little Miss Jeff Frontier Days over the weekend. The retiring queen was Emerson Barbary. First runner-up this year was Shaylin Hall, second runner-up was Kaya Curry, and third runner-up was Tinley Burris. Dr. Ryan Gower, Chancellor of Illinois Eastern Community Colleges, is encouraging prospective students to apply to any of the district's four colleges before October 30th. Students that apply before that priority deadline will be first in line for scholarships offered. Dr. Gower says student loan debt is the largest form of debt carried by Americans aside from mortgages, but community colleges offer students a chance to avoid higher tuition and costs. Students that fill out an application and finish their FAFSA should have an estimated cost of attendance for the IECC by the holidays, and he says some students can find, after various assistance opportunities, that financial support could exceed their tuition charges. Annual tuition at the IECC is roughly one-third of the cost of annual tuition at either SIU campus, and it's 27% of the rate at the University of Illinois and Eastern Illinois. The IECC is also planning a series of virtual FAFSA night events this month on the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. Students are recommended to create an FSA ID before attending a FAFSA night, and they will need their social security numbers and an email address. FAFSA night attendees should have their driver's licenses, federal tax information like 2019 tax returns and W-2 information, records of untaxed income, and banking and investment information. Students will also be entered in a prize drawing for a cash bouquet from Trust Bank when they register and attend a FAFSA night, send the information to the IECC, and complete an admission application. Registration can be completed at iecc.edu. The TIF committee of the Fairfield City Council will meet this afternoon at 5:15 in City Hall. The committee is scheduled to hear a request from Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery for moving a greenhouse out of a flood area. The agenda also leaves room for an additional request and for public comments. No date has been set for the next TIF committee meeting. Jack Myers, with Social Security, says people who have business with Social Security shouldn't put it off due to the pandemic. He says workers are almost exclusively remote.
The most important message that I want to get through to folks is we are still available and have been available throughout this pandemic to provide service to our communities. It might look a little bit different. You know, we're not able to offer walk-in service in our offices in most situations right now, but we are ready to serve people by phone, by mail, by fax, online. Our offices, for the most part, are not able to serve people for walk-in traffic. We have very few people actually physically in the office in terms of staff. Our offices remain restricted to very limited authorized personnel who are performing basically non-portable mission-critical work, such as processing the incoming and the outgoing mail. So the rest of us are working from home and serving people over the phone. The people who are in the office are working to keep the mail flowing and get that stuff assigned electronically to those of us who are working from home.
Myers notes, in the event of a necessary in-person visit, all health and safety protocols will be followed. More information on contacting Social Security offices can be found at ssa.gov/locator. The State Department of Labor is launching free COVID-19 safety training for small businesses. Kim Howard reports.
The program is called Back to Business Illinois and is for businesses with up to 250 employees, says State Labor Director Michael Kleinick.
We're trying to make this available for our consultants to be able to go out and either visit or we can do virtual visits and give them guidance. This is voluntary. If we see something that violates OSHA, thing is there's no penalties. We're not out there for that. We want to make sure that we can provide this free service to the businesses for try to get the people back to work safely and let the public know that these businesses are working to make sure their safety as well as their employees.
The consultants will advise on protecting both workers and customers during the pandemic. More information is available online at illinois.gov/worksafe. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Do you have a check that needs deposited and don't want to make a trip to the bank? With free mobile deposit at People's National Bank, just snap a picture of the check with your smartphone and deposit it into your account anytime, from anywhere, all with PNB To Go mobile banking. Deposits are as easy as tap, snap, and deposit. Plus, it's free. Download the PNB To Go mobile banking app today to get started. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC. Wireless or service fees may apply.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 60. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 28,056, up 373 points. The NASDAQ is at 11,283, up 208. November crude oil, that's at $39.48. That is up $2.43. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 80-year-old Wayne City resident Jerry Thomas Alford died on Friday. Jerry Alford is survived by two sons, three grandchildren, and two great-grandchildren. Services with full military honors for Jerry Alford will be held at 1 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at St. Mary's Cemetery. Interment will follow. Huey Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 82-year-old West Salem resident Charles Moss died on Saturday. Charlie Moss is survived by his children, Bill Moss, Julie Rigg, and Brian Moss, brother Don, six grandchildren, and eight great-grandchildren. Services with military rites for Charlie Moss will be held at 1 p.m. on Wednesday at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the Oakview Heights Activity Fund, the Edwards County Senior Citizens, or the Moravian Cemetery Fund. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old Grayville resident Lawana Sue Wolf died on Saturday. Sue Wolf is survived by daughters Shannon Mathis and Charlie Boren, siblings Ron Wilson, Jack Wells, and Barbara Moore, six grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. A celebration of life service for Sue Wolf will be held at a later date. Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
During these uncertain health-related times, Asbury & Associates is taking every precaution to make sure you and your loved ones are safe. Here's Dr. David Asbury.
We've lowered our volume in our office to make sure that we have appropriate separation and social distancing, and we try to keep up on the CDC guidelines to ensure that we're keeping the office as safe as we can. We're simply going to treat this as no different as part of our normal daily hygiene, and we'll all make it through this.
Asbury & Associates, with four offices to serve you. 618-244-4800.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, sunny skies and a high today around 65. Clear skies tonight with a low of 40 and then sunny skies again tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. The outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, sunny skies on Wednesday with a high of 85 and low of 50. Mostly sunny skies on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 78 with a low of 48. And then mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 75 with a low around 55.